Welcome to Dynamic Destiny with your host, Coach Pete, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I want to help you get unstuck, get clarity for your life's purpose, view things in a new way, and get your happy back. We won't just talk about theories on the show. We'll give you practical tools and wisdom that you can apply to your everyday life. So stay with me during this next hour as we unpack your powerful potential now. Coming to you live from New York City, and you're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Each first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, we'll help you get unstuck and keep moving forward towards your destiny. Check out my website, PeteCoaching.com, for all the ways you can access archived episodes of the show. Hey, I'm really excited about today's episode because we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, how to hear God's voice. If you can learn to do this, it can be transformational, and it's changed my life in a big way. I also have three of my friends joining me today, and they're going to help me unpack this. But first, I have our quote for the day. Here's a quote. Quiet the noise in my head so I can hear the voice in my heart. Quiet the noise in my head so I can hear the voice in my heart. And, you know, I'd like us to do that right now, all of us. No matter what you're doing, if you can just tune out, get distractions out of the way, flip your phone over or turn it off, whatever you need to do, and just let's take this time because I think God does want to speak to us during this next hour. So let's quiet that noise in our head. Let's not worry about everything else. Let's just focus today on this special time together so we can hear God's voice in our hearts. Let's take a deep breath, everybody. And hold it. And exhale. Ah, there we go. Already. Hey, God is speaking today, and we want to help you tune into that. I do want to set the stage just with a couple things before we get started. First, I want to let you know that we're going to be approaching this topic from a decidedly Christian viewpoint. So I'm a follower of Jesus, and I credit hearing God to the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. We're not trying to exclude anyone. Okay, so if that's not your orientation, everyone's welcome on this show. So we're not saying it's exclusive. In fact, we're wanting to welcome everyone. But I do want to tell you that that's the orientation that you'll be hearing today. I don't think we'll do a lot of Bible teaching, but we may reference that. But I just want to let you know that. And second, I'm not going to spend a lot of time laying out the theology around this. There's plenty of other resources out there that you can tap into. There's a lot of books. There's a lot of things out on the internet. This show is going to be more about the practical side of things. Okay, so just want to kind of set the stage. Well, now the fun part, I want to introduce my guest to you. So Glenn Martin lives in Asheville, North Carolina, and he's been married 29 years. He has a passion for hearing God and supporting worldwide Christian mission work. Professionally, he works in the field of personal finance. I met Glenn, I think it was about 10 years ago at a conference. We just kind of hit it off. We've stayed in touch. He's come up here to the city from Asheville with different family members and hung out with us. And we just have really enjoyed a great friendship. And we connect over Zoom once a month or whatever. He's just a good friend. Shilvi Yee is an entrepreneur with a passion for prayer and helping others walk victoriously in their unique callings. She currently resides in New York City with her husband and son. And I know Shelby. We attended the same church, Liberty Church in Manhattan. And we just also just kind of hit it off. We both have this kind of prophetic bent to us. And there was just a commonality there. But Shelby has such a heart to pray for people. It's so tender. And she's very compassionate. She's a super tender heart that always stands out when you get to meet her. And also from Liberty Church, I met Stephanie Del Torre. So Stephanie is an author, a coach, and a mental health therapist who has a passion for helping people see their true worth and potential. And just one of the many things I appreciate about Stephanie is she is able to synthesize information and perspectives from all different points of view. And she brings that all together to really help the people that she's serving. And I so appreciate that. It's not just spiritual. There's got intellectual, there's emotional, just everything. So, hey, welcome, folks. So glad to have you on here. To get started, I want to throw a question out here, and I'll let you tell us about a time when hearing from God shaped or changed your destiny.
Hi, Pete. This is Glenn. I'd like to jump on that question. I think you and I are the oldest two on the broadcast today, so this goes back many years to when I was a much younger man. But I was really seeking God's will for my life and which way to go from a professional standpoint, and where to live was a big question for me at the time. And one day I was praying and I got this picture in my mind, and I was standing on top of a mountain next to my dad. And then after a few seconds, my brother was standing there with me. And what that meant to me was kind of the prompt or their permission even to move back to my hometown. I was living far away at the time and had no particular plans to move home. And so I ended up doing that years later with a sense of confidence that God was in that and his direction for my life. And a few years later, my brother, who also did not live in the area, made the same independent decision to move back. And then after he moved back, I was able to share with him that I had a little sense that he might be coming as well.
And Glenn, you live on a mountain, right?
That's correct. It's literal. Well, literally, my father lived on a mountain, and now I live up there. My brother and our families, extended family, is up there as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So that's a great confirmation for you. Yeah. Great. Who else?
So I can share. It's a little bit like a picture as well. So I was dating this guy who I was in a relationship with. And listen, this was a man that I was going to marry. I was going to have all his babies. Okay. So it was just going to happen. And we were in a relationship for like 3.5 years. And I want to say this picture in my mind, actually, it was a dream. This happened maybe like 2.5 years in. And I, just as a disclaimer, guys, I don't dream at all. So I know that this is God because I don't dream, or at least I don't remember my dreams. I had this dream that he came, we were in a long distance relationship. He came to see me. We were dating. And even though we were like together all day in the dream, there was like a separation. It almost felt like I was fixing something that was wrong and he kept leaving. And then at the end of the dream, I ended up all by myself in my own hometown. So I was like, God, I don't understand what you're talking about. This is my husband. I'm confused. And long story short, I learned just by talking to my friends at Liberty, and as they helped me understand my dream, because I didn't have that capability at the time. I just learned that at the time, my boyfriend at the time, he kept leaving me because he had a son that he had to go take care of. And God had me focus on me understanding who I'm supposed to be. So me becoming, you know, the path that I'm supposed to go, I was so distracted by this relationship because I was trying to force it to happen and force it to come to play. And I was like, I'm actually trying to pull you guys apart because it's not my best relationship for you. He has a child he has to take care of, and you have a destiny you have to walk on. So it was hard, but that dream completely gave me the whole perspective. So when things did fall apart, I was not surprised.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So God was looking out for you. Yeah. He gave you a heads up. A prequel, maybe. That's a great story, Stephanie. Shelby, do you have a story for us?
Yeah, I mean, just in general, hearing from God has affected every area of my life, my career, who I am as a person, my relationships with my family, my friends, and most importantly, my relationship with God. Just a bit of background on me. I grew up believing in God and knowing about God, but I didn't really know him on a personal level, partially because I didn't realize that we could hear from God on a personal level, and partially because I hadn't fully committed my life to him. You know, God tells us in Jeremiah 29 in the Bible that we will find him when we search for him with all of our hearts. So once I made that decision to search for him with all of my heart, I came to really know him, and he began to speak to me in various ways about what his thoughts and his plans were for me. So one example is when I was offered an invitation to interview with a job, and it wasn't exactly the best job I had in mind. I was not interested at all in it, but I know that like God loves me. And I know that he knows what's best for me. So I always pray about big decisions like that. So I prayed about it, and I felt like he said to me, I want you to pursue it, and I want you to want that job. So it was a bit of a heart check. But long story short, I received a job offer very quickly, and I accepted the job offer. And on the very same day that I received the job offer, my husband also received a job offer from his company in a completely different industry. The chances of that are so little. And, you know, obviously we didn't have any control over that timing, but God did. And it was his way of just confirming to me that I had heard him correctly, and that that I was on the right path for my life. You know, it was like, and the job was very challenging. I didn't know why I was there, but about a year into it, God started to make it clear to me that I actually really needed that job to gain certain skills and experience for the business that he's calling me to launch now.
So, Shelby, that's an awesome story. And it's almost like you got the answer to prayer before you saw the answer to the prayer. Like when God was speaking to you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so this was just coming out of the gate, heard these three different stories. And, you know, sometimes people ask the question, you know, what is hearing God's voice like? What is that like for you? And we just heard some different expressions. Quick break here. And then I'd like you all to join in. If you're just joining us now, you're listening to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we're talking about how to hear God's voice. So guys, what's it like to hear God's voice?
It's amazing. When we hear God's voice, often his presence comes with it. And that presence is so indescribable. You will feel his love, you'll feel his peace, you'll feel hope. And that is irreplaceable. And so when you're looking to figure out what's the next step for you, what are your purposes are, This is the way to go, to actually try to listen for God, to develop a tuning ear to God's voice.
Okay. So one of the premises that I hold out to people to encourage them is, because some people, they overcomplicate this and they strain it out like, oh, I want to hear from God. And, or they think they're not ever hearing from God. They ask and they just don't think they ever hear from God. And one of the things I try to encourage them is God is talking to you, and it's sometimes it's wrong expectations. Like you think it's going to come like a lightning bolt, like my lightning bolts here. But it's not always like that. Sometimes it seems just like your imagination or just a thought that's in your mind or in your heart. And as you learn to tune in, you have the ability to grow in confidence in that. So a lot of times I think it's wrong expectations is what can cause people to miss it. So what are some ways, just real, we can do this short, like what are some ways that God does show up and speak to you in the day-to-day?
So you guys know that I definitely love to write. I'm a writer, author. So I love to write and journal how I hear from God. I start off by just journaling my own feelings and thoughts. I almost like unload myself and
clear your mind. And
clear my mind. Oftentimes, the best way to clear your mind is actually writing it down. That's scientific. And so while I'm writing it down, completely clearing my mind, I take a pause and I sit in silence, which is a great other way to really hear from God. I sit in silence and I pray and I ask God the questions in my heart and I wait. I wait to hear from him. I'm not forcing him. I'm just waiting because it's, you know, I'm being still and waiting on the Lord to hear from him. And whatever I hear, it's a conversation, it's questions, it's answers. And then I start writing down the things that are most like just really, I know are from God. I'm just writing it down and I'm able to go back and look at what I've written down after.
Okay. So Stephanie, that's a great technique. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more too. But so one of the ways God talks to you is through writing. Shelby, you talked about just sensing God's presence, which is awesome. Glenn, what are some other ways that you sense, you know, you hear God's voice, or what's that like?
Well, as a Christian, you know, I tend to read the Bible, try to read it daily. And sometimes when I'm reading the Bible, there's a sense that what is written on the page is all of a sudden for me that day, not just a teaching or a principle, which is of course, you know, why most of us read the Bible. Also in a similar way, just any kind of media source, or, you know, maybe you're watching a movie or reading a book, and all of a sudden there's something about that really touches you at a heart level. And I'm sure, you know, many people out there listening to this today have experienced that, whether they're believers or not. If we take a little time to stop and ask, well, why is this impacting me at a deeper level? What does this have to do with my life? Or, you know, how might God be trying to communicate to me through what I'm experiencing, even through music or a movie or a book?
Yeah. So lots of different ways. So we talk about hearing God's voice, and I will just say something. This is something I practice a lot. I think I can only point to one time in my life when it actually was a sound in my ear. Okay. And that was pretty dramatic. It's another story for another time, but it's really more in my heart. I'll sense something. It'll be like a communication. But all for me, it's usually all of a sudden I just know something. And it hits me, like, if I was going to explain it, it would probably take like a paragraph or to explain it. But when it hits, it just comes in like a flash, like a second. So sometimes I use the word, it's like a revelation. Earlier on in the show already, when I asked you guys what was an experience, Glenn had like a picture in his mind. That's the way God spoke. Stephanie had a dream, and Shelby felt like it was a communication, kind of like a sentence. So God speaks to us in a lot of different ways. So we use that term, you know, hearing God's voice, but don't take that too literal. There's a lot of different ways that can happen. And then Stephanie, you were just telling us like a way you set yourself up to hear, which is being quiet and journaling. What are some other ways that you guys, when you want to hear God's voice, what are some other like maybe techniques or things that you do to position yourself for that?
Pete, I really like going outside in nature, and kind of similar to journaling, just someplace I can slow down and try to be quiet and observe the natural world around me. Really helps to get away from the distractions. So it's kind of ironic because I just mentioned how God can motivate us and speak to us through media and movies, but on the other side of the coin, it really helps when you're intentionally seeking to hear the Lord. I think to get in a quiet place, a relaxing place, a calming place, especially if it's beautiful and outside, I think it really helps me.
Awesome.
Yeah, and something I like to do, it overlaps with what Stephanie likes to do, but I'll turn on worship music, like Christian music, and I'll just start to sit there in silence and just try to feel God's presence and just enjoy his presence. And then I will, what I like to describe it as, intentionally like open up my spirit. So you know how you can sometimes, if you meet someone that you don't trust, and you kind of like put up a invisible wall to them.
Yeah, sure.
Right. So basically this is the opposite. You are making sure that the walls are down and you're opening up your spirit and you're opening up every part of who you are to God, mind, soul, and body and spirit. And then if you just start praying and asking God for his guidance.
That's awesome. Yeah. So preparing your heart. Glenn, you talked about your environment. These are great things. What else can we do to intentionally position ourselves?
Yeah, I like that a lot, the opening up your spirit. And I think too, not kind of what you said, Pete, earlier, not having these expectations that it's going to happen in a certain way. Mm. For example, media and movies. I remember one day God, through communication, God was like, hey, take a day off, stop working, go to the movies. And I love the movies. So I'm like, okay, let me just go to the movies. And when I tell you, I was like struggling with something at the time that I don't remember now. It was sometime last year, but I was just unsettled about something. And this movie, I promise you, it was like this random kids movie. And this movie just like spoke to my whole situation. And I'm just like bawling in the movie. And everybody's like, really? And I was like, first of all, you don't know what's happening right now. Jesus is talking to me. Okay. So I did not have that expectation at all. But that's the thing. God is like out of the box. Like you can't put him in a box. He's going to do exceedingly abundantly what you think he's going to do. Like he's going to go past your expectations for sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know, another, you know, Shelby, you talked about opening your spirit. Glenn, you talked about, you know, positioning. And I will tell you, it's kind of hard to hear God's voice when you're real anxious. Okay. So sometimes you need friends to help you. That can help. Mm-hmm. Or like another concrete source that you can kind of attach to. That's why I love to read the Bible, because it's that's not going to change. And when I do that, I can align my, you can say my soul, my feelings, my thoughts, and it can help to center that. And like, especially right now when so many people are experiencing a lot of anxiety, we have to learn how to get our spirits or our minds, our emotions centered quickly. We have to learn how to do that. It's a skill. I mean, you can read about this everywhere. It's all over the internet. This is something we have to learn, how to move out of fear and anxiety into that place where we're calmed. And I'll tell you, the fastest way to do that is appreciation. So, you know, start to call to mind things that you're thankful for. This is powerful. It works. It works for everybody. Doesn't matter what your background is. What are you thankful for? You can go for very short-term things in the that just happened, or, you know, I'm alive today, I'm breathing, you know, I made it through so far, or, you know, key things from your past, and just, God, thank you that you did this. Thank you. I'm appreciative for this. Thank you. And start to call to mind the things that you're thankful for. Real important to kind of align yourself, and it clears out all the clutter. Anyone else you want to jump in on that or expand other things?
I know when I start to pray, especially if I really feel like I need to hear something from the Lord, I think for me, it helps to go ahead and just share my anxieties with him. Mm. So instead of just ignoring it or stuffing down maybe problems or issues or things that are really on my mind, I think it helps just to get them out. Just say, Lord, I'm concerned about this. I want to hear from you. And maybe this isn't what we're going to talk about today, or what am I going to hear from you today? But just to kind of unload those burdens and set them aside, even I know there's all kind of techniques as a therapist, I'm sure Stephanie knows. get stuff out.
Yeah. If you read in the Bible, if you read in the book of Psalms, I love that book because David wrote a lot of them, but other people too, but they are just being honest. Like, I'm going to die, or I hate that person. I want to kill them, you know, all these things, but they're just honest. Get the feelings out. Then they start to remember God's nature. And then at the end, they're like worshipful. And then there's a couple of them, I love this. They're worshipful. And then over at the end, but this still stinks, you know, and it's just real. Like you need to be real about all this. We're not trying to talk about hyping yourself into some kind of like a religious frenzy or being inauthentic. Like, we need God's love and touch in our lives because life is happening and it's difficult, right? Yeah.
I think people like can forget that God's like a friend, you know, He cares for people. He cares for anyone, everyone, honestly. And when you have that relationship with him, that's not just like, oh, Lord, worship you. Yes, worship him, right? Like, we love him for what we're thankful for, but he's your friend. Like, you can talk to him like we're having a conversation right now. Like, I go to my, you know, my friend's house and I have a cup of tea with her and I'm telling her, like, girl, this is what's going on. You can have that and actually better relationship with God. Like, he wants to hear about everything that's on your heart, everything that's on your mind. He knows it anyway. So there's no
Yeah.
So open up and just be real with him. The more transparent you are with him, the more you actually see transformation, which is what we on right now.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. And you know, one of the names of God is that he's a God of comfort. So definitely please do pour out your heart to God.
Yeah. One of my favorite Bible verses is in the Gospel of John. That's in the New Testament. And chapter 10, verse 27, this is Jesus comparing himself to a shepherd. And he says, I'm the good shepherd. And one of the things he says is, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And so there's a promise. First of all, we can, if you know Jesus, you can know his voice. And he knows us. He knows everything about us. And we follow him, and he wants to keep communicating, wants to talk with us. I am Coach Pete. You're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio. When we come back from the break, we are going to demonstrate live how we hear from God in order to encourage each other. This is a really fun practice. It could get interesting. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Hey, 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 we're back on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. As a reminder, you can catch archived episodes and get lots of helpful free resources at PeteCoaching.com. I'm here with my friends, Stephanie, Glenn, and Shilvi, and we're talking about how to hear God's voice. And we talked about some of the practicals of how might that show up and ways that you can position yourself. What we're going to do now, we're going to kind of put ourselves out there a little bit. And this gets a lot of fun when you, one of the things we do as Christians, we have the same Holy Spirit that's in all of us. And when we love to help each other out and love on each other, and when someone has maybe a need or an issue or something, they can share that. And the other people can try to hear God's perspective on that and share it with that person as an encouragement. And that really helps you. When you're in need, sometimes you can't, it's hard to hear God because you're real focused or whatever. And having other people around you can really help. So we're going to do that like live right now. And, but I need a victim. I need a guinea pig here.
All right. I'll sacrifice.
Okay. Here we go. Tell us, Stephanie. So Stephanie's going to tell us what's something that's going on. Oh, disclaimer. You need to know this. We did not practice this ahead of time. Okay. You might think it's like, it might be almost incredible what happens. If you think that, that's just the power of God. But I promise you, we did not rehearse this or anything. So something's going to tell us something that's going on. We're going to try to hear from the Holy Spirit, and then we're going to encourage her, and we're going to keep it kind of brief, because maybe we can do more than one. Okay. So Steph, what's up?
Yeah. So most people don't know that I was a mental health therapist. I got my degree in it, and I'm just now getting back into the field. And this actually happened based on the dream ending that bad relationship. Jesus was like, come to Jesus, get your life, right? And so I don't really feel like I've been hearing God's voice. I've just been seeing him come through for me a lot in this field, getting the job that I have, working in private practice now. It's really all God. So I would love to hear what's God's like vision, what's his plan. Like I said, most people don't know. I haven't even announced it yet, so you guys are the first to hear. So what's God's like heart? What's his plan? What's my career? Is this like a part of my career? You know, so that would be helpful.
Okay. All right.
So Stephanie, I'm so sorry. So you're saying that you have a new job as a mental health therapist. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go and tune in and try to sense what God's saying so we can share that with you.
Stephanie, I had a couple thoughts. I don't know. It probably doesn't directly answer your question, but I think it might be encouraging. But, I sense that what I believe God is impressing on me is that you really are very well equipped for what you're going into this new phase, and even more than you think. And two different pictures I have of that is like someone who's playing a card game and they're holding like the trump card. And so for those that don't play card, you have the winning hand already. God's already provided you with what you need to win and do well. And another picture I saw was you were like in a big room, and it was like this old time where people would keep their trophies, like from animals in the past, you know, but we would hopefully not do much of that today. But in there, you had a stuffed bear, you know, in there, you had a stuffed lion in there. And I thought of the biblical story, how David was ready to face the giant because he could say, I've already faced the bear.
Oh, wow.
I've already faced the lion, and I have overcome. I have been victorious. And this giant that I'm facing, this new thing that I'm going into, that I know God is with me, and there's no difference between the things I've overcome in the past and whatever's facing me today.
Wow.
Okay, just Steph, I just want you to just keep receiving this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then we'd like to hear your impressions, like, was this accurate or helpful? Shelby, you have anything you want to share?
Yeah, and it kind of goes along with what Glenn said. I just feel like God wants to encourage you that you can actually handle so much more than you think you can handle. You have a great self-esteem, but there's this new world that's kind of opening up to you, and you can handle. I feel like he's just encouraging you to just say go for more. And the words that I, one of the word, I saw two words for you, blank slate. And it's, and it's like, it actually is funny that he mentioned David, because the beautiful thing about David was that he was a man after God's heart. And that's kind of what I'm sensing with the words blank slate, that you have a clean slate. You have a blank slate before the Lord. And you're like, yes, I want what you want, Father. And so I just feel like his great pleasure in that over you. And so I just bless you with more and more and more. And just thank you for in advance for all your patience who you're going to help. You're going to be a huge blessing. And I also kind of, well, I guess maybe this is obvious, but I kind of get a sense that you are called to minister and help people of all ages. It's not just one group, but all ages.
Okay. Stephanie, I had a picture of you, and you were sitting at a table, and there was someone else on the other side. And it looked just like you do right now. You had that smile, that Stephanie smile that you carry a lot, but you had a tool belt on. And as they would have different issues, you really quickly knew how to grab which tool in order to help them. And then I saw people coming to you with really difficult things. And that, in fact, for you, you would think like, oh, I don't really know how to help. But you just guessed, and like before they even asked the question, you already had the tool in your hand, and you had this confidence in God who was going to guide you because he wants to use you to help them, that he was going to actually tip you off and give you the things you need for them before you even, it's not only going to be cognitive, I think was what I'm saying. It's also going to be just led by his spirit and his power. Okay, Stephanie, I think we're done for right now. Tell us, does any of that resonate with you? How does that make you feel?
Wow. Yeah. It's so spot on. It's also so encouraging. The all ages piece, it connects so well to the blank slate. Cause it's like, God, I want what you want. And I was like, no kids, no this. And mind you, I've worked with kids my whole life. And he was like, no, everyone. And so that also confidence and huge confirmation that like all of my experience matters, not just like all of my experience matters in this next phase. And I just feel very encouraged by the pictures, the bear. I do feel equipped, even though I was like in this journey of like pursuing medical school. And like that was, turns out was like not, God had a better path for me. But it's like, he's going to use all that. So I feel very encouraged by this for sure. Like it was spot on, guys. I don't even know. That's the Holy Spirit, I guess. But there's just certain things that like only God knew that was said that resonate really deep for me.
Okay. So yay, God. And yay, friendships, right? That give us the platform and that safe place. Because, you know, if we shared something with Stephanie right now and it wasn't like super accurate, we're not going to beat each other up. We're not going to say, oh, you didn't hear from God. It's like, okay, well, you know what? We're all trying. We're all learning. What you guys don't know is I specifically picked Glenn, Shelby, and Stephanie because I know they're pretty good at this. So anyway, so awesome. I'm so happy for you, Stephanie. Hey, one of the big questions that people have, like the number one question, if they're open to thinking that God can speak to them today, the one question they have is, how do you know that this is God and it's not your own thoughts or it's not your own feelings, your own imagination? What say you?
Well, one thing that I like to do is when I pray and I ask God for the guidance, I practice what I call a neutral heart. And this is like something I learned from John Bevere, actually. So basically you're telling God that, hey, I want what you want for me, Lord. And I don't want my fleshly, like selfish desires that aren't in line with your will. I don't want to hear that answer. Like I want to hear exactly what you have to say, God. So yeah, so that's
okay. So ask and ask with a neutral heart. Yeah. Like no preconceived. Awesome. That's great. Yeah. What else?
Knowing that God's like your friend, like what I said earlier, a lot of times people feel like God is going to condemn them, be like, how dare you? Like, you're such an evil person. Like God does
or
not
list your sins. Yeah. Or where you've blown it.
Yep. Right. When you approach God in fear, what we were talking about earlier in fear, in the sense of fear of who he is, it's okay if you feel just afraid in life, but fear of him, it does make it feel a little distorted. You're probably going to feel like you're hearing how could you made a mistake, and it doesn't feel like love. And the things that are rooted in God are always rooted in love. Like just now, I just felt really loved. And so just knowing, having that right perspective of God and knowing that he loves you and he wants to tell you good things, and it's probably going to be better things that you expected to hear.
Okay, so a little side tip resource. If you want to know more about that, read in the Bible, the New Testament, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. It's often quoted at weddings, but it talks about the nature of love. And we also know God is love. So when you see these things, love, it's not harsh. It's not rude. It doesn't, it's not, it rejoices with the truth. Okay. It's hopeful. Okay. These are all the personality of God. So that's another way you can test your thoughts is, does this line up with the nature of God as revealed through Jesus and through the New Testament? So great. Glenn, are you going to share something?
I will have to say, just to add on to that, sometimes, yeah, you miss the mark. You do, because sometimes we want what we want. Mm-hmm. Going back to that relationship, I wanted that relationship, and I thought that's what God had for me. And I convinced myself that it was God speaking to me and saying, like, this is the person you're going to marry. But God is so good that even though I was hearing myself and thinking it was God, guess what? That happens. That's okay. God's still going to work it out. Because I saw throughout life that there were closed doors, closed doors, closed doors, closed doors.
Okay. So that's another thing, is circumstantial life situations. That's another thing to pay attention to. By the way, there is no one simple great answer to this. This is like you grow in this. Okay. We want to look at things circumspectly. And as you mature in your walk with God, it'll become clearer and clearer. Glenn, were you going to share something?
Yes, I like just dovetailing what you just said, Pete. I like the idea of thinking as it is more relational or more art than science. And so, you know, there are some very foundational things as Christians that we believe that will help support and encourage us. But understand that it's relational and there's a flow. And you know, you can read a book about painting, you can watch someone else paint, but until you actually start to paint, you don't really know what it's like. You don't know exactly what it's going to feel like or sense to you. One other very small practical tip I had was, if you're just kind of starting out and you're really unsure, there's absolutely nothing wrong with writing down the things you think God has shared with you.
Absolutely.
Like Stephanie said with her journaling, hey, I think the Lord said this to me. Write it down, date it, and then just review it every now and then and see, you know, you can go back and say, well, you know, I was in a bad place and that really wasn't God. Or you might be amazed to say that God was preparing me. God was encouraging me. God was leading me, even when I wasn't totally sure it was him.
And Glenn, that's a especially helpful technique, if you will, if you tend to be more of the analytical left brain type. Because the process, yeah, which Glenn is, and the fact that he's matured in this should give hope to everyone. the process of being in flow, if you want to talk about that, and Shelby was talking about having an open spirit and trying to hear, that's a different, actually, brain process than analyzing, okay, and discerning. Okay, they're two different things. If you try to do them both at the same time and you're just getting started out, you could trip up and you can feel stopped up. So this process of journaling or writing it down, it lets you separate those. When I'm writing it down, I'm just in the flow and I'm not going to analyze this. I'm just going to write whatever I feel is in my heart. Then you can come back to it and test it, like test it against scripture. Does this line up with what, you know, the principles that are in the Bible? Does it seem like the nature of God? I could show this to some friends of mine who are more mature and who have experience in hearing from God and get them to weigh in on it. All those things. So now I'm in analytical mode. Actually, there's another aspect or another test. I would say, how do I know this is from God or for myself? oftentimes when God speaks to me, it is not something I would normally be saying to myself, which is true confession tends to kind of be fairly negative, my self-talk. And when I hear something like super encouraging or like, where did that come from? Like, I don't talk to myself that way. I was like, wow, you know what? That's the loving heart of my Father in heaven, you know, who's speaking to me. So that's another way. So this is the journaling technique. You know what? I have a make it real challenge. So I would like to have the drum roll, please, for my guest. Triple volume here. Got it going. Okay, here we go. Bam. The make it real challenge this week is this. If this is a new concept for you, I want you to try this journaling exercise. That's it. That's your thing. Get in a quiet place, maybe put on some calming music, no words. And I want you to write down this question. If you need a place to start, like you can write anything, ask a question of God. But if you don't have a question, here's the question. Jesus, what do you like best about me? That's your question. Okay. Then wait a moment and just start writing down the impressions that come to you. Write it out in your journal. If you like, you can share that with me through email. Send it to askpete@petecoaching.com. But just, you know, you can pray about it. You can look at it and try this journaling exercise. We kind of laid it out there for you. Hey, you know what, guys, do you want to do another ministry time? We don't have a long time. We only got about 5 minutes and then, we're going to have to start going toward wrap up. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we're talking about how to hear God's voice. So guys, what do you think? You want to try another? Okay. All right. This time we're going to do uninformed. We're just going to wait on God, try to hear something and just share it. Let's keep it, you know, kind of condensed. And we've got about 5 minutes to go here. So we're just going to quiet ourselves here and, see what we have.
Joby, I think you mentioned earlier that you're in the process of starting a new business, or is that right?
Yeah.
And I thought a picture I had was to encourage you that in the past you've been a great encourager of leaders, but it's okay for you to step into that leadership role, and hopefully God will bring other encouragers around you, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. And like a picture to kind of nail that down is like the difference, you know, like a high school football game, the difference between being a cheerleader on the sideline, which they're wonderful and they're awesome, but God's calling you to step on the playing field and to be the quarterback and to lead the team, and both beautiful roles, but hopefully that you find that encouraging.
Thank you. And it was definitely spot on. I've been kind of resisting re-entering into a leadership role. So, thank you. It's confirmation.
Okay.
Other impression. Interesting. Yeah. So my impression is actually for you, Pete. Right? Like, okay. Well, where are you going with this? I got a sense of just you in this picture right here. I just felt like the Lord was impressing upon me, saying like, your time has come. I don't know if there's something that you've been praying about, if there's a specific desire that you would like to see, you know, happen. And God is just, I just feel a sense of a release saying that it's time. And so the answer is yes, it's time. Yes, it's time.
Okay. Stephanie, thank you. Yeah, that means a lot. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, and I felt like I'm being prepared, but hasn't really been released yet. And just this week, last week, all of a sudden, I'm getting new clients calling me in. I'm getting new opportunities opening up. And I would just say totally amen to that. So thank you.
Wow. Amen. I have no idea.
Yeah. That it means a lot. I don't want to fully unpack it on the show right now, but just it was spot on. So thank you.
Yeah. That's actually a confirmation of what I was getting for you, Pete. Like, God is just like, if you remain steadfast, he's going to bless your faithfulness, because you've been so faithful in this season. And this is just the beginning. This is not the end of anything. This is the beginning. There's so much more he wants to bring you into. And I feel like you're going to be a very big influencer in the radio world.
Well, thank you, guys. This is great. That really encourages me. And, you know, we need encouragement to kind of trudge through sometimes when things we don't see all the results yet. I felt like I just had an encouragement, and it's for you three, but it's actually for all of the listeners. If you have practiced this before and you felt like, you know, you've heard God speaking to you, I believe that macro level, we're coming into a time now, and it's probably already here, but it's the beginning, where this is going to start showing up a lot more. And it's especially for the people around you that you're going to start hearing more and more, and you're going to be more and more sensitive and in tune with the Holy Spirit and what God's saying on behalf of coworkers, family members, neighbors, whoever, the other people in your life. And I just want to encourage anybody who's listening to this, if you've practiced it, keep doing it and grow stronger in it. But if you have a level of confidence in this, it's time to start really letting it loose. It's going to show up in very practical ways to help bless people, to encourage people. And before, where there was like a distancing, like, oh, you know, you have your life and I have mine, I think the COVID thing is breaking down a lot of barriers. It's going to present a lot of new opportunities for you to just step out and share these impressions, these things that are on your heart. So just want to encourage that. Let's see, boy, the time is going by so fast. I love doing this. Let's see, guys, final thoughts. Got to keep it short. What else would you like our listeners to know about hearing from God? One final thought.
I would say that there's so many benefits to hearing from God, but the greatest treasure of hearing from God is just having an intimate relationship with him.
Shelby, I love your heart. It's so it's so consistent too. Okay. This is great. Yeah. Okay. Stephanie.
I piggyback off of her heart, okay? Because I just it's probably one of my favorite parts of the day when I go and take time and journal and hear from God. And it's the most meaningful conversations. It's conversations that go beyond like, hey, what am I gonna eat today, right? It's just it's life conversations, and I love that. And when you know that God is your friend and he loves you, then you're able to have such an authentic, real, meaningful conversation. And I just want to say, like, for those of you guys who are exploring, it's okay if you might feel that the voice kind of sounds like your voice, but it also is, like Pete said, it's gonna say, like, God's voice is going to say things that you would not say to yourself. Like, where did that idea come from? You know that that's not your idea. Don't, like, that is probably God if you're seeking him. And so.
Okay. Great. Glenn, final thought.
Would encourage everyone to try your challenge. And I love the scripture verse that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm. So we can talk about this and all we want, but I would back up your challenge to try it. Try it, see what happens. What Pete's sharing and these wonderful ladies are sharing, you'll see. What
yeah, thanks, Glenn. Hey, give it a try. Write to me, askpete@petecoaching.com. If I get enough people writing back to me, I might make the whole next show about this. We might unpack it. I might bring in some guests, and we can just talk about this more. We can pray for people on the air. Who knows? We'll see what's happening, but we'll see where this goes. But don't look. This is about you, listener. Actually take action on this. Write to me. Don't just sit on it and say, well, I'm not sure. Hey, as we wind down, I have a favor to ask. If you benefit from the show, could you please click like and share it with our friends? Or if you listen to the podcast, rate it, okay? Because that helps the platforms know that this is valuable. They'll promote it more. Again, our quote for the day is, quiet the noise in my head so I can hear the voice of my heart. I want to thank you all for tuning into Dynamic Destiny Radio. I especially want to thank my guests, Shelby, Stephanie, and Glenn. Please join me every other Wednesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Remember, you really are God's gift to the world. So we need you to be the best version of you can be. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us next time to discover new ways to get clarity and make a positive impact in your world. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com. That's PeteCoaching.com.